Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Find his work at Forbes.com and the Hall of Justice and Sports with Friends podcast. And frequently throughout the playoffs, we don't have a regular spot for him throughout the playoffs, just when we need him. And it's frequently. He is our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, and he joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, Seth?
How are you guys? I had such a bad feeling after yesterday's segment and such a good feeling after the game.
Why did you have a bad feeling after yesterday's segment?
What was which one? And I apologize for not knowing which one.
That's all right.
Which one of you guys said they can't win with this process? This process cannot be sustained.
Oh, that was Robbie.
And if they don't score at least five or six runs, this team is done.
Actually, you're combining two of our takes into one imaginary person.
I consider you all friends, but I was like this. I hung up and I said, you know, if someone listened to that segment, they would have thought, A, it's the middle of June, and B, that this team has no shot.
Well, I was the one who said yesterday. That if this thing goes seven, not that the Brewers can't win, just that the scales tip in the Dodgers' favor.
I completely agree with that.
Sparky was the one who said that they're going to need to score runs not only in last night's game but to win series,
right,
and that you would need four or five runs, if not more, consistently to get to the World Series.
And then on top of that, the knucklehead. I flipped on your station so fast, I can't watch. Alex Rodriguez is like
horrible.
Fingernails on a chalkboard.
Horrible.
And on top of that, so these idiots, they were sitting, because I've been in those rooms, okay? And I'm not saying I could have done it better. That's not my point.
I understand.
But I've been in those rooms where you have to do a post game on television and you're sitting with athletes. They were all questioning Council's use of Hader.
Yep.
And they wanted to get their pound of flesh they didn't care about the result of the game. They were more interested. They wanted to rip Council because in the green room with the makeup, where David Ortiz is getting the makeup caked on, all they wanted to talk about was Council's mistake. And whether or not the Brewers won that game, first of all, the four of those idiots were begging the Dodgers to come back.
No doubt.
And that's all they wanted. And then on top of that, to open up the postgame show and talk about Council's mistake and how Council got away with one and how Council needs to put the iPad away, he is the victorious manager. And that team has lost one time in now 3.5 weeks.
This is what I think. And I was saying this earlier. Nationally, whether it's radio or TV, it seems like those people that don't want to buy into this whole thing that the Brewers are doing, if you want to call it bullpenning or whatever term you want to use for it, that don't buy into it, that's all they want to discuss. They don't want to talk about anything else in the series other than that. I listened to MLB Radio today, and I swear to God, it was a half hour, 45 minutes, and that's all they talked about was the decisions of, well, what's he going to do now for the rest of the series? How does this screw this up, or how does it screw that up? That's all it was, and that's pretty much all it's been on national radio. People just can't understand how this is working and want it to fail. And then you have Dallas Keuchel, who came out yesterday for the Astros and ripped the whole thing and said, it's a fad. They're trying to get somebody hurt. It'll never last. Well, the reason that Dallas Keuchel says that is because that man's trying to get paid. And if this does work, starting pitchers are going to get costed a ton of money on this deal.
Which is why I told you guys either yesterday or the segment we did last week, the union has hired new attorneys to look at that exact thing. That camp that they had in Arizona in March, where they had all the unsigned free agents and Jake Arrieta not signing before 9 days before opening day, that is all what the union's claim is. They are worried that they're taking away jobs. So Dallas Keuchel has no value here. The fact of the matter is the score was 2-0 when Hader got loose. If you're going to get with the process of having Hader take his jacket off, he has to come in the game. You don't burn a bullpen session.
Agreed.
So it's idiotic to say, how do you bring him in? But then he wasn't going to throw more than 12 pitches anyway. And if he walked a guy, he was out of the game. and give counsel credit for sticking with Jeffress, knowing that the two runs, when it was second and third, nobody out, he knows that he needs Jeffress because he can't win a World Series without him.
And Seth,
he managed that thing perfectly. And these yim-yams who made all this money, and two of them did steroids. The three
Thank you.
Sit in a room, and all they wanted to do was get their pound of flesh. And between that and you guys saying, they got to score five or six runs, this will never work. I'm thinking to myself, is anybody just putting their feet up and enjoying this ride?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say two things in response to what you just said. First of all, I think that questioning a manager's moves, even when a manager has been as on the money as Craig Counsell has, when you're sitting there and watching a game and questioning moves, to me, that's part of the fun of being
it
a baseball
part of the
fan.
Fun,
that's
but when you... But when he wins the game, give him the credit.
Exactly.
First.
And that's last night I was questioning the moves. Today I said you can't argue with results. They got the job done. They have a 2-1 lead in the NLCS. The one thing that I am taking issue with still today, Seth, and I feel like I can because a different outcome could have been disastrous for this Brewers team, was not having somebody else, whether it was Junior Guerra or Brandon Woodruff, up and ready to go earlier because of the struggles that Jeremy Jeffress has had throughout the playoffs.
That's fair. You know, relief pitchers, Jeff Nelson taught me this once a long time ago, and I'm not saying that I'm not disagreeing in any way, but there is a theory out there, and I disagree with it, that when you bring somebody in and you get somebody up immediately, it shows that they don't believe in you. And that's part of the psychology of being a manager.
Okay, so if they lose, Counsell will feel better because Jeffress believed in them and they're down 2-1 in the series?
No, I'm not saying I disagree. Hold on. I'm telling you why he did it.
Well, I know. Like, yeah, I understand that.
This is part of the psychology of managing. This is part of why Craig Counsell's there. Craig Counsell is not there to play chess. You know what I'm saying? Like, the days of Buck Showalter and Mike Socha and Tony La Russa and Jim Leland, like, those days are over. Right now, what he does is he protects the clubhouse. And by doing that, what his job in that ninth inning was, he was going to do everything in his power to empower Jeffress. He wanted Jeffress interviewed. He wanted him to get praised. He wanted that because he needs Jeffress as much as he needs Hader.
Let's move ahead to game five. Well, or excuse me.
Can I ask a question before we get into game five?
Yeah, go ahead.
Does Chuck have to do the morning show 2 hours early?
Yeah. Yep.
Does he stay up all night?
He was sleeping this afternoon at one point.
I would, if I was him, go to the game, because the game's a late start tonight, right? It's 8 o'clock Central time,
right.
First pitch.
6 o'clock right? His time.
Right, so he's not getting out of the clubhouse until 10:30, 11. If he has to be on the air at 3?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying,
stay up.
Stay up.
For sure.
I wonder if there's something to do in L.A.
I heard allegedly he doesn't shower anyway, so he's good.
Oh, come on. Okay.
It's alleged. It's all alleged.
And then when you're stressed watching tonight's game, because at some point you'll be stressed, at some point, all I can say is think about what's going on in baseball around the league that's not involving Milwaukee. The Angels opted out of their lease.
Yep.
Derek Jeter's pulling statues out of the Marlins Park. And the Syracuse Chiefs, an 85-year-old franchise with all kinds of legacy, in the most narcissistic situation that I have seen the Mets franchise do, have been renamed the Syracuse Mets, to which nobody in Syracuse likes.
It's probably not a good choice on their part.
Could be worse. Could be worse out there.
Could be a whole hell of a lot worse.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I've asked a lot of questions.
No, go ahead, finish your point.
Well, I wanted to move ahead to game four tonight.
That's what I was
And looking, yeah. I mean, if you look at the pitching matchup on paper of Rich Hill against Gio Gonzalez, you probably say advantage Dodgers. But I don't know about you, Seth. I really expect tonight's game to be handled like a bullpen day or like Adam McAlvey, our Milwaukee Baseball Insider, coined it last season, Johnny Holstaff day. I don't expect to see Gio Gonzalez out there for two or three innings, and I think that really levels the playing field in terms of any starting pitching edge that one might think the Dodgers have coming into this one.
The two things that we took away from yesterday, number one, they needed innings out of Chastain. They got it.
Yep.
And what they are being completely transparent about is they are simply looking for once through the order. What their research has shown, and this is a big part of this bullpenning shenanigan, First of all, the Brewers are doing it out of necessity. They're not doing it out of desire. This is not. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Tampa is trying to reinvent the wheel. The difference is that you made the point. If you put Rich Hill up against Gio Gonzalez and expect 85 to 105 pitches out of Gio Gonzalez in six innings, there's a mismatch. They do not match favorably, which is why no one picked him against the Cubs, which is why no one will pick him against the Dodgers. And the reality of what the Brewer plan is they're going to try to say that they want every hitter in the Dodger lineup to face four looks. The caveat to that, which is why I think your earlier point about you do not want this series going seven, is the pressure of a game seven is unlike anything else in sports. So you're asking six, seven, possibly even eight pitchers to all be on their A game with all the marbles at stake.
Right.
It's what Oakland tried in the wild card playoff game, and it completely backfired because everybody was nervous, because you don't get into a rhythm. What they're doing is they are doing this. They're using these situations in non-must-win games, and I think it's working out perfectly. And if you think about this series and project a little bit further, they'll have Chacín for Game 6. And I said at the beginning of the series, this is Brewers in 6.
Yeah, what's going on with Yelich? I mean, he was up, but he's the guy I want up. Game 2, you know, a man on. You know, he could have did some damage and didn't do it, but – what, are the Dodgers doing something special for him, or he's just too nervous being at home with his family and friends? Because this is the game I picked for him to just come out and just do some of the stuff he's always done up until, you know, for the last couple weeks.
Well, you know, unlike the national media, teams know by scouting this team how good a hitter Christian Yelich is.
Right.
I don't think he's getting anything good. And what Christian Yelich does really, really well is hit mistakes. And they just haven't made a lot of mistakes against him. You know, I think in the Dodger case, I have great respect for the Dodgers and the Dodger organization. I just don't think they're that great. And the reality of it is they're still, their strength is their ability to single out hitters and get them out. And they've done exactly that.
Yeah, because I mean, to me, one guy I'm really happy for is Arcia, 3 home runs. Right now, if they go on to go to the World Series, he's my MVP. If you can get anything at the bottom of that order, you feel real good about it.
Well, you know, the beauty of this is with all the off days that the playoffs present, nobody gets into a rhythm. You know, anytime you see this great offensive performance extended over time, it's really an anomaly, and it's really a credit to the player because it's very hard to stay hot.
Yep.
Playing in cold temperatures, and you don't have any rhythm. Every start time is different in this series. And there's nothing remotely close to routine. And that's what guys in baseball are. You ask these guys to play, you know, 21 out of 21 games in 22 days, and then all of a sudden it's 5 games in 9 days. And you can't keep the rhythm going. I think a big problem, if you've, you know, again, I'm not putting the cart before the horse, but just looking at this from a baseball standpoint, it will feel like an eternity until game one of the World Series. And there's going to be so much time. And I think I told you guys the story about the fight I had with Charlie Manuel about the layoff between the LCS and the World Series. Because there was a series where the Phillies in 2008, they beat the Dodgers in 5 games. And they didn't play for 8 full days. And it was rainy, cold, yucky, disgusting Philadelphia. And I said to Charlie Manuel, you should take the team on a plane and go to the Arizona Fall League, which has started, and play charity games for either give tickets away free or charge like $5 and give it all to charity and play charity games against the Arizona Fall League just so you're in the warm weather and you're actually seeing actual game action as opposed to these fakakta workout days, which are really just glorified press conferences.
I agree.
Charlie Manuel thought I was insane. He thought I was crazy. And I think it is the thing that cools down teams. And you've seen it all along. So I don't read too much into, you know, postseason numbers. I think Yelich will get an opportunity to get a big hit. I think this team has been very clutch, and I think this is on one hell of a ride.
When you talk about this Dodgers offense and how they really haven't been going as well as everybody kind of thought they have, or would be at this point. Do you give more credit to the Brewers pitching staff and their scouting plans against these guys, or do you think the Dodgers are just in a funk at this point?
No, I think it's the pitching. I think the fact that they're giving them all kinds of different looks, lefty, righty. They've gone with guys who throw, you know, very hard to guys who are, you know, change-up slider types. I think the game plan against them has been really great. I think the neat thing that you're looking at with regard to how this is all happening is my attitude has always been when we talk about, you know, the short series, I think that that Dodger offense is beyond overrated. And I have said that all along. That, and there's one other thing I can say, and I say this to every fan that's listening to your show. Puig is obnoxious. He is an obnoxious punk, and I'd love to see him get dusted.
But you don't do that, especially not in the NLCS, right, Seth? If we're talking about smart baseball.
I don't have skin in the game. I don't care.
All right.
Honest.
That's our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett.
I'm from New Jersey. I can place a legal bet, but I don't have skin in the game.
He's kind enough to give us two segments today on the day after Game 3, on the day of Game 4. You can find his work at the Hall of Justice podcast, Sports with Friends podcast, and Forbes.com. And Seth, I'm sure we'll be checking again in soon as the Brewers and the MLB playoffs roll right along, my friend. Thank you so much.
I'm around, guys, and again, enjoy the game tonight.
We'll be in touch. Seth Everett joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
He'll be in touch, too.
Yeah, for sure. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.